to realize that most of the vaccinees that are coming to the hospital right now, they are still not, you know, the majority is still not hospitalized because of COVID-19. These are typically the patients, you know, that are suffering from other diseases because of, I would say, immune suppression due to COVID. So they are hospitalized with COVID, but they come with a number of other diseases. Now, what will happen next? I tell you, what will happen next is that finally, these people, you know, they are a breeding ground for, you know, the more virulent variants of COVID-19 that ultimately, when the virus manages, and that will happen, manages to overcome the virulence neutralizing activity that is now exerted by the infection-enhancing antibodies, right? When the virus will overcome that activity, you know, the virulence neutralizing or virulence inhibiting activity of these antibodies, then what we will see all of a sudden is that the virus that is highly infectious in those people, you know, will completely resist any last immune defense against virulence and will blow not only through the innate immune system, but even through the adaptive immune system. And that is why I'm saying, you know, I, for me, that is not fun at all to kind of like discriminate vaccines. My heart goes out to these people. What I'm telling is that there is an urgent need to make antivirals, you know, available to these people, and it needs to go very, very fast. I recommend everyone who is thoroughly vaccinated, especially those who got vaccinated early on during the pandemic, because they had no opportunity to train their innate immunity, right? And they have, you know, they just have their vaccinal antibodies that will be completely worthless and that will even enhance the disease, to get their hands on antivirals. Because otherwise, what we are going to see, I mean, I have no doubt about this, is huge rates of severe morbidity and mortality. To begin with, in people who have been vaccinated early on in the vaccination program, before they even had the chance to, you know, to be exposed to the virus and to train to some extent their innate immunity. That is what we are going to see.